League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're joined here today by Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management for Linear Investments. How are you today, Tim?
Well, it's Friday, as I say. Everyone's got the Friday feeling. The market's obviously had a very good week on the back of the Bank of Japan and Fed, which I highlighted earlier in the week. A bit of tentative selling this morning, but hopefully go into the weekend with a reasonably positive sentiment.
Do you think that the rally that we saw was justified, given that we knew really what was coming?
To be honest with you, as I've said for time and time again, Janet Yellen's got a real monkey on her back with raising rates. Everyone wants her to do it, but the market seems to love the fact that there's a bit of infighting and they can't make a commitment. So the market now is just sort of biding its time and just buying the the euphoria, so to speak. Yes, there is still a lot of opportunity, but as I've always said, at these extended levels, to be cautious.
But isn't it the case that the reason that the explanation for the rally is that people have said, well, there's at least a two-month window before, or even three-month window before the rates have to go up again, so we can chill out.
We can play around until December.
Yes,
so
exactly.
To speak.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a case of will they, won't they? And again, you've seen obviously further strength in the dollar down at 129, which is kind of playing a part on the main indexes over here. But again, I think there is some value opportunities. But as I've always said, caution.
Okay, we've got a couple of stock highlights to look at. The first one, controversial choice.
Sports Direct. Love him, hate him, Mike Ashley's built a fantastic empire. Obviously, the shares are relatively cheap in comparison to where they were, a couple of years ago. The retail space has been tough, as I've highlighted before. That being said, with Dave Forsey resigning this morning, Mike Ashley said it's like losing his right arm. He has now taken back the helm. And, when he was leading the pack, the company was very, very successful. Obviously, he is a media nightmare. The city potentially hate him. But I, putting all politics...
It's the love him, hate him comments. I'm not quite sure who the lovers are, really. But maybe you can find somebody.
Well, I'm sure there's a few fund managers who are buying shares around the 280, 290 level,
right,
who are big fans of his. Obviously, the zero-hour contracts and all those issues that he's had with the Parliament, etc. The headlines have been pretty negative, but you can't back away from the potential there.
But isn't it the case that even Coco the Clown would have been more welcome as the new CEO of Sports Direct?
He's just wearing Mike Ashley's clothing, right? To be honest with you, he's not the most popular man in the city. He's not the most popular.
But it's
man
the business the rather than popularity. Let's say.
Exactly, popularity doesn't boost share prices really. It's a case of he's a very, very shrewd man. He's obviously not particularly liked, and some of his policies are very controversial. But I think with him back at the helm, they've got every chance of pushing forward.
Okay, we can go on to another slightly controversial company. There was all sorts of pro-Brexit hearing by J.D. Weatherspoon, or the chairman or the CEO of that company, just before the vote. It seemed to have worked, and it seemed to work for the share price as well.
Yeah, the shares have shot forward about 40% post-Brexit, which is obviously fantastic for shareholders. They do look a little bit overbought up here, and we are suggesting just taking a small short position, simply because it's gone far too far too fast, and we just think that you could see a bit of a pullback in the short term. It's nothing other than just a simple technical trade with... the sentiment around the pub sector starting to calm down. Obviously, the gambling and the crack machines in the pubs, the limits on those, it could impact their sales.
Right, but I mean, the thing there is, I think post-Brexit, the weaker sterling brought in the tourists, which does clearly help the pubs and the restaurants and everything else. So that's, I suppose, the boost, isn't it?
Yeah,
the fundamental boost.
I mean, I've noticed around where we are in the city a lot more foreign nationals coming over this summer. Whether or not they're taking advantage of the currency rates, I'm sure it does have some impact. But again, the pub sector is very, very competitive. The rents, etc., are very, very high. So, it's it's an interesting space, and it's been one that's been under pressure for a long time. Wetherspoons have done fantastically well there, pretty much everywhere. But I do think that the share price has the opportunity to pull back.
OK, right. So we've got Sports Direct possibly to investigate on the long side and maybe a bit bearish on JD Wetherspoon as to balance it out.
That's it for now.
Great. Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management for Linear Investments. Thanks for coming today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.